I wonder how many were disappointed like Tyler Milner yesterday when he went plus eight with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, I'd never had a shot.
No. Yeah. Minnesota. The hell, the Vikings could have gone out there and given them a better effort and game than that. The Twins might have had a chance. Honest to God, I think the WNBA runner-up, Minnesota Lynx, I think they could have given just as good of a run as what the Timberwolves gave. That was ridiculous.
Holy smokes!
That was ridiculous. Like, when you look at, and I was talking to Clint about this before the show, when you look at, you know, 26 points in a quarter is not great. I mean, I would even consider in the NBA a 26-point quarter to be low scoring. There is no way in hell in a game, Clinton Tyler, when your season is on the line, Richard Jefferson, this time for real, they're playing for their season. There is no way that you give up 26 points. And really, it was 23. They hit a shot at the buzzer. 26 points in the first quarter. And as Tyler said, you never had a shot to be within eight. The game's over because your ass scored nine. 26-9 to start it. They want no parts of Oklahoma City. I have never seen a 1-2-3 Cancun type of performance in my life like that was. If I'm Stephen A. and the rest, I'm pissed that I had to travel to Oklahoma City. I'm pissed y'all got me up. We got to do this pregame show. It was ridiculous how rough that was. I know you said you tuned in. It was what, 30 by the time you got in there. I clicked off of them. Went and watched other stuff. It was like 56 to 20 something. It was pathetic.
My 1 year old last night had a tough time going to bed, so I was locked in that room for quite a while. But there's when I turned it on, it was 30 something point game, and SGA was on the bench, and literally I didn't see him dribble a ball. I did watch Caruso pass up several open shots that would have put him above that 8.5 point mark, and just
talk
that
about
clock.
An effing bad B, bro. I'm sorry to interrupt. He had 8 points with 2 minutes left in the first half. I needed one more point.
Yeah, man.
I needed one more point.
And they couldn't get Shea out fast enough for your ass. They couldn't get Shea out. You had with 33.5.
Yeah.
But Shea had 34. Couldn't
son
get his
bitch.
Hey, I watched Caruso like literally, man. He set a pick, and both defenders doubled the ball handler. He rolled to the bucket, and they dished that thing to him. I was like, yep, there's Tyler's points. And he literally, the shot clock was still high, so he just kind of dribbled back out to the three-point line. He didn't take it.
Good smart.
Oh,
black mama, my ass.
And then he's dealing it to old Lou Dort and Chet Holmgren, and they're
Lou
just
Dort's
jacking
getting
up threes.
Yeah, Lou, hey, Chet was getting them up.
That was
that's
a tough game.
I
tell you, Ron, you would be the one to ask about this. I've watched more NBA playoff basketball this year than I have in a really long time. I mean, because hell, this first
Rockets
time
Rockets were involved. Yeah,
but I don't. This NBA playoffs to me, man, was disappointing overall because of how many games were just blowouts and teams just threw the towel. Now there were a couple. I will say this: there were a couple of games the Knicks in the first round, and there was a couple of games where the Pacers have done it, where they've come back from like down 20 or something, and that's kind of saved those games. But in reality, man, there's a lot. It seems like there's been a lot of games that have ended midway through the third quarter. And have been a tough watch from that point forward.
Playoff
basketball, I expected more.
Well, we've watched a lot of matchups, Clint.
I didn't expect that much.
We've watched a lot of matchups, Clint. Like, some of you have bad games. Like, I think OKC, they was kind of comfortable. They had a bad game three, and they got their asses blown out by Minnesota. But I think other cases, Clint, is we'll watch these games, and it's not like, oh, man, they just had a bad night, bad shooting. No, that other team is just better than them. And they're not going to come back in a corner and turn it around like we see sometimes in the league. And the defensive intensity makes it harder to come back in those things. But, Clint, I think the story coming into it was how big of a jump of a star is Ant Edwards going to make? Is this about to be his league? And then to the point of disappointing performance, this is another game where he's under 20 now. He didn't play a lot in the fourth quarter. They threw in the towel too. But listen to what he had to say after the game. The question to him was, yo, how much does this hurt? You know, how would you describe the hurt and the pain of losing two straight years in the Western Conference Finals?
It's exciting. I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. I'm hurt more so for myself, for Mike. I came up short for Mike. Like I said, we tried last year. We couldn't get it. We tried again this year. We're going to try again next year. But hurting is a terrible word to use. I'm good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not what I want to hear if I'm a T-Wolves fan.
Yikes. And Mike Conley is sitting next to him. And Mike Conley appears to be a person whose eyes are red, that is thinking, how much more do I have? I don't know if I'm ever going to get here again. Hell, I may not be on the team next year. And my man said, he responded. That was the question, the hurt and the pain. He responded with, it's exciting.
Why would I be hurt?
And then doubled down on it. It's exciting again. Hell, I'm 23.
I don't know why people would think I'd be hurt.
Man, Mike Conley came into college with Greg Oden. That's how long Mike Conley's been doing it. Bruce Pearl was in Tennessee. This is how long he's been doing this. And my man, like, that ain't right. Like, and the thing is how Ant was, like, looked at was, this is a killer. This is, like, there have been people comparing him to, you know who, Jordan, in terms of the, hey, man, he will take your soul from you.
Not what I just heard.
That Jordan said, Clint, hell, man, I don't know why anybody, like, the audacity that anyone would even wonder why, would even use hurt. He said hurt's a terrible word to use.
Loser-ass mentality.
I can't imagine what it's like in Minnesota right now. You ain't got to put together a show.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, just look, from my perspective, I'm looking at it, man. Like the analyst around the NBA, we're talking about this guy. You know, is he ready to take over the NBA? Is he ready to be the next guy, as you mentioned? And in reality, these kind of comments here, man, you gotta wonder, is he a guy that can take over an organization? I know talent wise he is, but does he have the mentality to set the bar, set the standard, to push guys to a different level, to live at that championship level? I don't know. I don't cover the guy. I don't watch him enough to know the answer. But when you hear that, when you watch the video that goes along with it, and you watch kind of the lackluster, inconsistent play, you got to wonder if this is the guy that literally can take a program or organization, put him on their back, and carry him to new heights. Now, the last two seasons, he damn sure has.
Yeah, to me, he has gotten a pass to me just in terms of how people have talked about him. He has gotten a pass in a way that I've not seen young stars like that here recently. I think it ends. Yeah, I think his performance just could have ended it. He's had some games. Now he came out there. I don't know if he was sitting there trying to be like, nah, man, I ain't bothered. Like, there's so many other things in life. Like, I just don't believe you. There's no chance you're feeling this way.
I got a question for y'all. What's worse? What we're talking about, what we just heard from Anthony Edwards just being very nonchalant about being eliminated from the playoffs, or here in Houston, a Jalen Green just not even showing up in the playoffs?
Well, Jalen Green not even showing up in the playoffs is worse. Like, I'm hoping at 23 that Ant grows out of it. Like, there's some experiences that grow him out of it.
I mean, he's so immature, he can't even help himself but drop at least two four-letter words anytime a mic's around him.
Yeah.
It almost seems purposeful. It's odd.
Yeah. Jalen got 7, 8, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And it's,
no, I'm with you.
I can't. No, that is an awful look. An awful look, especially with what it was thought that he was going to be, but I can't believe that rolled out of his mouth. I just want to know, Mike Conley, what were you thinking sitting next to him when he rolled that out?
Probably biting his damn tongue.
He probably said to Mike, man, you want to go and grab some burgers or something afterwards? No, I don't want to jump on the game with you.
It was National Hamburger Day.
What are you talking about, man? Shoot, man, I've been playing 15 years. You have rubbed it in my face that you're 23. You got plenty more of these to go. What in the hell? All right, coming up, we got to have a talk about Jose Altuve. I know Tyler has been secretly, that you all don't know as an audience, but throwing it in our face every time he goes deep or every time he hits a home run. Here he's back. He's back. I believe he's called us his favorite phrase. What's your favorite phrase that you called? What does he call us? Dingoes. Yeah, he's called us.
There are some dingo
boys. He put that in the rundown yesterday, some dingoes. But we got to talk about Jose Altuve. How do you think this experiment, this left field, moving him all around, moving him away from second base, how do you think this experiment is working out? We'll discuss that next.